بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا رضا دو قسم کا رہے. حضرت عبداللہ خفیف رحمۃ اللہ سے رضا زامین بھی پلیز وط اللہ تعالیٰ وط اللہ تعالیٰ ڈیکریز بی کنٹینٹ بی پلیز وط اللہ تعالیٰ پلیز. سی دے آر ٹو ٹائپس آف رضا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم من سعادۃ ابن آدم رضا بما قضا اللہ that of the good fortune of the son of Adam, of man, is that he is pleased, always pleased with whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordained for him, whatever Allah Ta'ala decrees for him, he is pleased with that, whether it's adversity or prosperity, difficulty, hardship, ease, sickness, health, wealth, poverty, does not matter whatever condition a person finds himself in, he has to be pleased. He must be pleased. Now there are two ways also of being pleased. One will find the person experiences emotional pleasure. No matter what condition he is, but he feels happy emotionally. Now that is the condition of the awliya. The awliya, they have reached such lofty stages that they derive emotional pleasure also from the hardships and from difficulties. Whereas the masses, the ordinary people like us, if we struggle and we make our Islam, we reform ourselves, then although we will not maybe not experience emotional pleasure, but intellectual pleasure. In other words, there will be satisfaction in the mind. In your thinking, there won't be any complaint. When a situation overtakes you, then you will understand, notice it is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala, and He knows, He is the Hakim, the All-Wise, He is the Hakim, He is the ruler, and He knows best what is best for us. So, the Mu'min, he at no stage can he afford not to have rida or not to be pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decision, Allah Ta'ala's decree. So we say there are two kinds of rida. Ek rida tadbiro mein haq ke saath. He say one rida, one attitude of feeling pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decree is with the means and the agencies which are utilized correctly. In other words, use the ways and the means for which Allah Ta'ala has created for achieving objectives and for fulfilling our needs, whether these are worldly needs or needs of the deen. But you fulfill, you adopt the ways and the means which are lawful within the Shariat, within the bounds of the Shariat. So then that is also rida. Now you are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. Because when if there is a conflict in the ways and the means, you want to achieve an objective, do something, and when you see this is not this way, this method of achieving it, it is in conflict with the Shariat, then you stop. You won't go beyond that. Why? You understand this, it will bring about Allah Ta'ala's displeasure and His punishment. So when you think along such lines, then you are a thakir, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kullu muti'in lillahi fahuwa thakirun, that every one who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, he is a thakir, he is a person of dhikr, a person of remembrance, he remembers Allah Ta'ala. For that reason, he stops short of employing any way, any method which is in conflict with Allah Ta'ala's law. So that is this degree of rida, it is wajib upon every Muslim. Every mu'min, it is wajib upon him to have this degree of rida. There's no lesser than this. Right? At all times you have to ensure that whatever you do, it's within the law of confines of Allah Ta'ala's law. Dusri, رضامندی حق سے حق کی قضاء میں ہیں. The second form of rida is the higher form, which is now for the awliya. That is to be fully contented with the qaza or the decree of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, they don't even employ the means. Such awliya, they don't employ the means which are lawful for attaining an objective. The final form is the awliya. They go on a journey, for example, to Hajj. They walk through the deserts and the wilderness. It does not matter how difficult the journey may be. And they go without provisions, only the clothing on them. That is all. Nothing else. And they keep their staff, the stick, which is also a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And some carry a lota jug for making ghusl, some not even that, just on the stick with the stick. The staff, they walk not for days and weeks and some month for months. They will continue their journey with untold hardships. Does not matter what condition it may be, and without provision, some effort, without, for days without food, they continue their journey and there's no complaint. There Allah Ta'ala has accepted them, granted them the tawfiq, the strength, the ruhaniyat, the spirituality, and even the physical strength to undertake such hardships. Remember Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he was very sick on one occasion, then the other sahaba suggested bringing the physician, the hakim, to attend to him. So as Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, if I know that the cure of my sickness is merely to lift my hand and put it by my ear and I will be cured, then I will not do that also. Because Allah Ta'ala is pleased with this condition of mine. Allah Ta'ala has created this condition for me, so I must be pleased with it. Now, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when they were on the verge of casting him into the fire, then Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and he said, oh Khalilullah, you are Allah Ta'ala's friend. May I ask Allah Ta'ala to save you from this calamity? So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam responded. He said, Allah Ta'ala is aware, is seeing, he knows what is taking place here. If Allah Ta'ala wants me to be saved, he will save me. If he wants me to go into the fire, I will go into the fire and I'm pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decree. So that is the state, the condition of this awliya, of the anbiya and awliya, which obviously is not a sunnah to emulate. We cannot do it. It's not meant for the masses. We have to operate within the confines of the sharia. اور فرمایا ترک راحت اور رنج دائم کا نام رنج کا نام ارادت ہے. عبداللہ خفی رحمۃ اللہ says that to abandon comforts and pleasures, to abandon comforts and pleasures and perpetual constant grief and sorrow, this is called ارادت, means firm resolve. Now firm resolve that you are determined now to reach Allah Ta'ala, follow the path to reach Allah Ta'ala. Now this also, it is the state of this. The awliya, they consciously abandon all comforts of the dunya. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he on his journey once, he took along with him a mug and a comb. He had long hair, very long hair, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, so to comb his hair and his beard. So he had a comb and he had a mug with him. So as he went along the journey, a thought came to him that to comb my hair, I can use my fingers. I can use my fingers. It's something surplus, super, which I'm carrying. So he threw the comb away. After a while, continuing with the journey, he thought, if I want to drink from a stream water, my hand, it will serve the purpose. So he threw the mug also away. And he went just like that. He went bare, that thing was bare, but nothing, nothing on it, and he continued the journey. So I said, this is the Ambiya, the Awliya, that is their condition, their state. And I said, out of their gham, their sorrow, their grief, they derive pleasure. As Fuzail ibn Iyad rahmatullah alayhi said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَبْدًا, when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, أَكْثَرَ ذِيَأْكْثَرَ غَمَّهُ, then Allah Ta'ala increases his grief. Allah Ta'ala increases his grief. How? بِتَذَكُّرِ آخِرَتِهِ وَتَقْصِيرِ فِي أَمْرِ دِينِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala creates in him a yearning for the Akhirat. He starts to think more of the Akhirat. And he sees the futility and evil of this dunya, and he becomes sadder and sadder. And he reflects on the deficiency of his own amal, and the gham, that sorrow increases in him. And he passes his life in this manner. So most of the awliya, they renounce the dunya, and they feel pleasure in the sorrow and the grief which Allah Ta'ala imposes upon them. So while they invite that upon them, they have the stamina, ruhaniyat, to pay it. Obviously we cannot invite such conditions because we are unable to bear it. We will not have sabr, we will not be able to tolerate it, and we might even plunge more into sin. So when a problem and grief overtakes us, we should make dua. Any condition which is difficult for us, we have to make sabr and dua. Make sabr, accept it, Allah Ta'ala's decree this, and make dua for the removal of the calamity. Then in this way you would fulfill your obligation unto Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.